All right. Soso sispa Hashem, tegel nafshi belakai. Kiyom nakum belibi ushnas ulei ba. This is the Haftorah. So it's about, I'm so happy. My heart is so joyous with Hashem because it's the time of my geula. That's the Haftorah of the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Then, v'karafti aleichem lemishpat v'yisi ed ma'maher. I'm going to bring you to Mishpat. I'm going to be a witness. Hine anochi shalech alchem es aliyah navi lifnei bar Hashem hagadol v'hanora. That's after of Shabbos HaGadol.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Nagia Noba Atzmeinu. Let's think about this. Him loma tima haftaras sos asis b'Hashem l'Shabbos HaGadol. Like, wouldn't it make sense to have having the geula and all that? Zman hischabrus haklal Yisrael haKadosh Baruch Hu v'gulasu mimitzrayim. It's time of connection, geula. Yosim yasher l'Shabbos lifnei yom hadin haGadol v'hanora. Rosh Hashanah, v'haftoras v'karafte aleichem lemishpat v'yisaid memaher. That's all about din. V'lifnei bo yom Hashem hagadol v'anora. That mighty day where Hashem judges everybody. Hem hi ena matima b'diuk l'shabbos lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Ah, however, kadmonenu sidru es haftoras kafisha sidru. So, but nonetheless, this is how they ordered our haftoras. Ubarer, and it's clear sheish liros remes l'chag hakodesh hamamash meshuva. Bebo Hashem Yom Hagadol Hanora. So there's something about that. There's this day that comes that's Gadol and Nora, that is Pesachtik.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? V'anu zochem es haklal, and so we remember the rule. Osa ha'ara sheheira bizman geulat Mitzrayim, the same illumination that came at the time of the geula of Mitzrayim. Hi hameira b'chol shana ba'oso zman. So whatever the power in the world was at the time of the Geula from Mitzrayim, that comes back every single year. Nisan is a time of Geula. It will be a time of Geula. V'ine, Baal ha-Hagada kava b'sipur ha-Geula. The Baal ha-Hagada set as part of the Sipur of the Geula. V'yotzi'inu Hashem b'Mitzrayim b'yad chazaka v'zro natuya uv'moro gadol. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, b'yar chazaka, a strong hand, v'zor natoi outstretched arm, uv'mor gadol, and great fear, or awe, something, wonder. And what does it say? Uv'mor gadol, zugiloi shechina. Mor gadol is the revelation of the shechina, k'mar she'nemar, like it says, O hanisa elokim, lavo lo kachas lo goy mikerev goy. Did it ever happen that a god took a nation out of a nation? B'masos ba'osim ba'osos uv'mofsim uv'mochama, with all kinds of signs and wonders in war, uv'yad chazak uv'zroh natoyu uv'morom gedolim kechol asher asa lechem Hashem alokeichem b'mitzrayim le'inecha. Right, so that's kind of like at the point in the Haggadah that everybody's kind of starts jogging along, you know, like so
just our family, okay?
Yeah. No, that's one of those, drushes, right? You know, it's like it's okay. Let's move through this one, right?
Right.
Kan hemerosanu bal ha'agada al ha'omek shel yitzias Mitzrayim. What the Baal ha'agada over here is doing is he is revealing to us the depth of what yitzias Mitzrayim is all about. Uva mor gadol is gilo shechina. Mor gadol is gilo, revelation of shechina. When was that? When, well, like, what gilo shechina are we talking about? Zenemar al harega shel chatzos laila. This is being said about that moment of Chatzos, Shebo haya giloi zeh. That's where there was this revelation. V'hoyu b'zeh shnei moron. There were two moras that happened. Ha'achad number one, shemesu b'choros Mitzrayim. That's the primary one that we always focus on, is that, hey, those guys died, right? V'hasheni, number two, sheyisrael hayu chayim kulam. That the Jews were all alive. B'chorus Mitzrayim Mesu, the B'chor of Mitzrayim died, Shlo Yachlu Lisbol Es Agiloi Hanora Hazeh. It's not that there were two things that were going on. It's that there was something that happened. Hashem appeared. The B'chor of Mitzrayim, they could not stand that revelation. And therefore, they died. V'davka ha-bechoros mesu, and it's specifically the bechor, shem reishis habayis, the heads of the households, v'yesh lehem yoster kirva l'ruchnius, they have a little bit of a step up in the ruchnius department. L'chein him hirgishu yoser begiloi. Therefore, they felt more of this giloi.
Yeah.
So there's a revelation of Hashem. There's a feeling that everybody gets from it. It kills the mitzrim. They just can't.
This, I've never heard anything said like this before. This is wild. So he's
isn't this wild?
Yeah. So he's saying that the Bechoros Mitzrayim were a little more, if I'm reading, understand this right, a little more, like, say, elevated spiritually. Ruchniyastika.
A Bechor.
A Bechor, Bechlal, even a Mitzri Bechor.
Right.
Is more elevated. He has a little more of a
sense. Spiritual, sense. Okay, that's a good way to say it.
So that, and it's almost like Mamela, because he has because the Bechoros have this extra sense, they could handle the immense kedusha of this gluey Shechina, and they couldn't survive it. It's like, is that what he's saying?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, that's, I've never heard, like.
Now, if you think about it, right? If this is like, but in a certain way, it's like, one second. What do we know about Makas Bechoros? We know that Hashem did it himself.
Yep.
Right? Not through this, and not through this, right. And not through this, and not through this, and not through this. It was Hashem b'chvodo v'atzmo. So right. Hashem shows up on the scene. And somehow, in that moment, it's the moment of Geula,
mm-hmm.
and it's the moment where all these guys die. Now, I'll tell you, is that there's a similar idea that's like, it's like a gateway to this idea.
Yeah.
Makas Choshech.
Uh-huh.
So there's a whole discussion about what exactly happened, Makas Choshech. And a lot of Mepharshim have this idea that there was some sort of revelation of R, because it says at the end of the Pasuk, B'nai Israel had R B'mosh Vosam, they had light, that there was a revelation of something spiritual that...
Those who were...
They were blinded by the light.
Literally, yeah. Like quite the ones who were of the 80% who didn't make it.
The Jews, who were totally spiritually sensitive, they die.
Yeah.
The Mitzrim, they just become like the frozen. They, like, in the face of true spirituality, they're like, they almost like don't, they almost hit like a point of non-existence, non-reality. They just can't function in that world. And that's kind of like what Hashem sort of like during Choshech set out on the world. And it, like, intensified, like, the first 3 days were just darkness, wow. And then it became like they were frozen.
Really? That's So Choshech and Makas Bechoros are sort of, like, on flip sides of the, in a way, the well, I don't know if they're flip sides, but the same revelation.
Yeah, but it's like a deepening of it.
So at this initial, like, revelation of, say the Choshech, but by Choshech, the revolution, the Gluy Shechina that happened by Choshech wasn't an open, as open, I guess, at all. Like, but that was enough. That the effect of that was to actually, for the Yiddish and the Shamis was an. I don't quite understand how it works, actually, but the Yiddish and the Shamas, they expired.
Right.
And for the Mitzrim, they became, they...
There's a term in Gemara. Nasan Einav
Bo. Why would they expire, like, almost like a Kal v'Chomer, if the Yiddish and the Shama...
So the you have to be sensitive. So you have to be sensitive to spirituality. There's a line in the Gemara. Nasan Einav Bo v'nasan gal shalatzamas. Mm-hmm. Right, he put his eyes to him, and he became Vanasa Gal Shalatzamas. He became a pile of bones. Right, there are a few times where like somebody like insulted one of the Rabbi Yochanan. So there are two pshatim in what that means. One is that, like, you know, Rabbi Yochanan looked at him, and you know, laser beams come out of the eyes and zap him.
Right.
It's another pshat, that is, that the lower person looks at this greater person, recognizes how he is so, he's like a vacuum of spirituality compared to that person, and he just can't be part, he can't exist in the same world as him anymore. So it's almost like this.
Voices. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All
right. Anyway. Wait. It gets better.
All right.
Okay. So number one, yeah, seatbelt. Okay. Okay. So the Bechor,
yeah,
the more sensitive to Shechina, they cannot exist in a world with Shechina. They can't exist with Shechina.
Right.
So therefore, they're dead.
Wow.
V'hamor hagadol hasheni hayu b'Yisrael. So who else experienced this same revelation? We did. Shehem savlu es hagilui. They were able to bear this revelation. Umimenu, and from that, nis'alu ba'osa rega l'tachlis hagadola. They rose from that moment to a great purpose. Zehoya rega hagaula. That was the moment of Geula. Kol hamakos leMitzrayim vahanisim liYisrael, haya hachana lerega zeh legiloi zeh. All of the makos to Mitzrayim and all of the nisim to the Jewish people were a preparation for this moment and this revelation. It says uvnei Yisrael yotzim biyad rama. The Klal Yisrael went out with a mighty arm, mighty hand.
Yeah.
It says begvura gavoa umufersemes. With great gevura, and you know, it was meforsim. It was out there.
Right.
Giborim nihiyu, we were giborim. Gevohim nihiyu, we were gevoa.
Lofty.
And meforsamim nihiyu, and they were meforsim. Berega echad, from one moment, nehepchu me'avodim, they turned from being slaves, ketani moach. Small-headed, small-minded, because that's the only way you know how to live. La'am gadol, to a great nation. So, nisgale, what was revealed was shir komaso shel haklal Yisrael ba'osa rega. Klal Yisrael got a dose of what they could become. How great they could be. That was what they were infused with in that moment.
Why do you use the word that, you know, like that they were, I just was wondering, I didn't want to stop you, but just that it says, V'hamor gadol hasheni hayu v'Yisrael shahayu savlos ha'guli. Like, they're suffering through the guli? Like, I guess it must be like this out-of-body experience, things you've heard. Like,
So I would say selvel is not really suffer.
Okay.
It's that they can carry it. They can bear it. They can.
Oh, okay.
They could stand it.
Okay.
They could.
Oh, that's interesting. Exactly. Yeah. It's true. Like savlanut.
Savlanut is to be able to carry something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? To bear something. Bear a load.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Gosh. Okay.
Very good. Okay, go ahead.
Shir koma zeh. This potential. Shehirim es a klal Yisrael lemadrega. That raised up klal Yisrael to a madrega. Shirugilim likro lemalam in hateva. That we normally call above teva. Zui hamadrega asher nemar aleho. This is the madrega that it said about. Zecharti lo chesed nuraych avas klul loysayich lechteich achra b'midbar b'eretz lo zerua. The Klal Yisrael transformed from the slave people into this chesed, this nation that was so connected to Hashem with love that they followed him into the midbar, no questions asked. Holchu l'midbar, they went to the midbar. Beli lishol. Mayochlu, mayishdusham, no questions. What are we going to eat? That came later, right? But they didn't ask at the moment. Hey, wait a second. Like, where's the food? Ki b'matzav shel lamalam in hateva, because if you are lamalam in hateva, einam sholem she'elos. There are no questions. Kol ha'iluyim, all of these elevations, shehisig ha'klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael attained, lo nis'af shiru, Ella al yedei hiskala zu shel shir komaso mechatzos laila shel litzias Mitzrayim. All of this happened through this revelation of who they were and what they had, that potential they had within them to exist and thrive through a gilui shechina that happened at midnight in litzias Mitzrayim. Lachain, therefore, Kol ha-chagim shalanu, heim zecher li-yitzias Mitzrayim. Any chag is really just a, it's a...
Because that was the point of our, this expansion, illumination, this moment of, like, we were changed, transformed.
Yeah.
So when we're talking, like, every chag is kind of connects
yeah.
us.
Back to so this,
like,
that.
This is where we...
This is who we are. This yeah. is who we are. This is what we are all about.
Wow.
Rak bishir kamasu ha-mushlam, yachol ha-ya'am Yisrael lageshes le-kabbalah satar bar-sinai. So it's with that understanding of who we were that we were able to approach Har-Sinai. L'chein shivuz hu? Zecher li-tzias Mitzrayim. Otherwise, we're not the people to be able to get a Torah. Rak im bal shir komer ki Yisrael mesugal le-hisromeim le-kedushas ha-yom shel Rosh Hashanah. Only through this are we able to be elevated to a level of Kedushas Ayom of Rosh Hashanah, of that's Nora, that's Ayom, that's so mighty, that's awe. L'chein, gam Yom HaZikaron hu? Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'afilu Yom HaKippurim, shebo misromei meklal Yisrael b'tshuvaso le'alma d'chiru, that Klal Yisrael is able to be raised up through tshuva. Asher misham hislicho mechila v'kapar, we're able to get to a place where Hashem gives us, you know, the freebies of mechila, slich, and kapara, who chazara le'osu shir komer shezachu bo, b'chatzos le'el Pesach. We're once again getting back to that level. V'gam hu, zecher li'tzias Mitzrayim. Hare yitzias Mitzrayim hi ha'shorish le'Torah. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the shorish for Torah. Le'malchios, for Malchios. Le'tshuva v'kapara, tshuva and kapara. V'kulon maskiros, U mechios tamid mechadash es hiskalas gedulaso shel Klal Yisrael ba'oso laila. All of that is just reclaiming and tapping in again to different elements of that sense of what it was, what happened at that moment at midnight.
Yeah, you know, this is very it's mechadash. Like I when I think of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, I think I've kind of always framed as, well, you know, the Kabbalah's Torah is part of that package, you know, it was a whole event, but it was this Yetzias Mitzrayim, this moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim that became the transformative moment in which, like, we were elevated,
right.
We were elevated, like we were standing up straight and really, like, filled with that whole, like, all that
sense of who we were, right?
Yeah,
right.
And so that's why everything is wrong. This is, yeah.
That's right, yeah. So it's like, it's a whole new, I mean, this is like, you know, whatever, next week we'll do another bit of this, but, like, he walks through, like, how if you take that moment and you just play it out,
mm-hmm.
And then if you think about, and he doubles back to this, if you think about, like, what it means, like, when we are on Seder night and, like, what we're trying to experience and, like, what we're trying to, like, build ourselves to, is that person's able to get, like, a sense of, like, what a Yid is all about, what it means to be a Yid. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of, like, what we're, because, you know, he started with that line of, every year, it comes back again. So what happened at Chatzos? What was this, you know, magical moment of Geula that took place? And it also gives you a sense about, we didn't leave Mitzrayim, right? You didn't leave until the next day.
Right.
So where's the Geula?
Yeah.
That's it. Walking out was walking out. That's right. Like, yeah, that was nice.
But that moment where the Bechoros Mitzrayim, they all died. At the same time, we were injected and infused at the same moment. It's all about the Gilui Shechina.
Right. So, like, the fact that the Bechor died, it's like, okay, great. So if every family had 10 people, so it's only, like, 1/10 of the population that died. What's the big deal? Right? No. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with the idea that they went down, but we were Mitzrayimim. And then the chilek between us and them, and, like, that identity of being like, no, we are, like, this absolutely unique and different people
yeah.
that just operate on a different plane and have just a different sense of everything of who we are. That's what happened that night.
Wow, that's great. That's really so. Didn't lead to the next morning, but this is the moment. So we saw the Malkus Mitzrayim. We saw, and it wasn't just that. This whole experience of seeing all the Malkus itself gave us the, like, that was the Yetzia, that was the freedom, that was the chavrus, so that, you know, it was this moment.
Yeah.
That's when it all...
Right. Because you think about it, it's amazing. Like, we walked out in the morning, right? What do we do in the morning? We I'm saying nothing wrong with a regular Yom Tov, but we just have regular Yom Tov in the morning.
Right.
We don't do anything different. We don't have like a moment of, you know, even like on Shavuos, so we stay up all night and then like, you know, we stay up till the morning and then like, you know, because that's when we got the Torah. But like, here it's like, in the morning, like, what are we doing? I don't know. We were up late at night, so we're still sleeping. Like, you know, like we daven Shacharis late. And then we have a regular shot, you know, like it's a standard Yom Tov. So when was the moment of Geula? We did that. That's what was going on that night.
Wow. Well, that's, I don't know. I've never seen a shot like that before. I know. That's amazing.
Okay, we'll try to.